This here is CRISPR Roots 15. Let's talk about Kimmy Bitter and her album Old School, and Josh Langston, Tastes Like Sin. That strikes me as an excellent name for an album. Tastes Like Sin. All right, let's start there. Josh Langston, a little like Ellis Bullard, who we talked about in maybe four or five here. The first thing you're going to notice is the extremely distinctive voice. Now, in the case of Ellis Bullard, I don't think it's the kind of voice that would disqualify him totally from country airplay or something like that. Josh Langston is a little harder to see in that light. But boy, this is a wonderful album, though. And the voice takes a little getting used to, man, but it's kind of an amazing expressive instrument, actually. And if you're ready for a little ragged, but right, it's an interesting voice. So let me just give you a taste of that voice. All right. Josh Langston, I mean, one thing I want to say is, like, once you hear the voice, Josh seems like maybe the wrong name in a way. Josh? I don't know, man. It's pretty light, you know? Even Joshua. But, I mean, I think his name should be, I don't know. You tell me what his name should be, given that he sounds like this. Living it in a song. That's intense, right? And actually, the band sounds great, right? And really well played. College Station, Texas, I think, is where he's operating. He's a big fan of nudie suits and stuff. I see online. Trying to do a little Josh Langston research. Not a lot, because I'm more interested in how he sounds. But I think he's basically a local act in College Station. I hope he's touring the world, man, because this is some amazing stuff. Here's the title cut. Me, girl, how you been? Well, now, like Sin, you'd have to say that's an extremely distinctive vocal style, yes? And like I say, it's probably not to everybody's taste. I found it extremely to my taste, actually, unexpectedly, given my first little response, which was like, ba-doom, you know, like, bah. But man, he can bring out a lot in these lyrics. He can go a little smoother, too, than that. Like, Lord knows. That sounds like demonic or something. And, like, how about this? Like, straight up Steve Earle circa Guitar Town. Really great arrangement, you know, with him on the vocals, but a little smoother. But I don't need him smoother. You know, I guess, like, I started to think of Josh Langston, like sort of like I would listen to Tom Waits. Like, okay, now there's a weird voice. Like, fuck, do I really want to listen to that? Then you start listening, lyrics, there's a lot going on. Lyrically, there's a lot going on here. Maybe not Waits, not the weight of Waits. But, you know, the voice can grow on you when you realize that the artist is really pretty wonderful as a writer. I feel like he's probably playing some of the guitars here, which are really excellent. Very good riffs. Slick. I mean, and a little in contrast with the vocals, because the guitars are extremely well, competently played, although also sharp and a little bit surprising in some of the riffs. Okay, here's Promised Land. This is the first cut on the album by Josh Langston from Taste Like Sin. I'm really feeling that one. But I'm really feeling this whole album, every cut, actually. How many of them are there? Just 8. All of them worthwhile. And that voice. Whoa. All right. Now, I'm going to walk over here and grab a harp. Now we'll switch to Kimmy Bitter. Josh Langston, that seemed like a little bit of an odd name for a guy. It sounds like that for whatever reason. I think that. I don't know why names should be onomatopoeias for your voice or something. But Kimmy Bitter, that's funny, right? A little funny. Kimmy Bitter. But she actually doesn't sound that bitter. The title of the album is Old School. It's a 11-song LP. I think she's from San Diego, and she's very retro, you know. So, I mean, she says Patsy Cline. You can't miss the Patsy Cline. Lots of people want to do that though. At her best, it's good. She says Nancy Sinatra, and she looks like Nancy Sinatra, kind of. That's her outfit on the cover. You can look. I'm no longer flashing covers because we're basically audio. I appreciate her a lot as a singer. Let's try. I'm gonna move this. I'm sorry to.
I can't unlove you. I can't. I need you. I simply have no choice. I can't unhear your voice and those words so true.
Say that's pretty lovely. And the lyrics are good too on that one. If you hear that, I think the first thing you're probably going to think is Patsy Cline. I say like a couple times or maybe even just one time, she gets too close to Patsy Cline. There's a song called I Dream of You. Okay, so Sweet Dreams of You is the Patsy song. And she just is doing Patsy. And she wasn't right there, actually. Like, I think that's a beautiful rendition of an excellent song in early 60s style, but it's not a straight imitation of Patsy Cline. It's sourced in Patsy Cline. I Dream of You, which is a pretty good song. She just tries to hit Patsy completely, and she almost does, but that's not really what you want to be thinking about someone as you listen to their song. Wow, almost Patsy. Okay, which is impressive, but it's okay. How about this is I think a single from the album, maybe. And this shows her fireworks as a singer too.
My grass is blue. That's how it goes since I lost you. At an old saloon, he was bowing fiddle with band. He kissed me underneath the Appalachian. That night when he
pretty well constructed retro song, really. My grass is blue. Has a lot of references, obviously. Starts going when I hear that high, lonesome sound, you know, I get high, I feel lonesome. If you're going to do Patsy, you might do Loretta. The opposites. It's a hard thing in my head. That Patsy Cline was Loretta Lynn's mentor because Patsy's so smooth and urbane and Loretta's so out of the holler, butcher holler. And Patsy's so smooth, and Loretta's so not smooth, okay? Patsy doesn't give bad attitude, but Loretta does all the time. Kimmy Bitter. Kimmy Bitter is like, it's like a sweet latte. It just has a touch of coffee bitterness, you know. It's better that way. It's better bitter. You need a little bitter, right? All sweet gets you dull after a while. How about this for a Loretta-style kick-ass song coming out of the Patsy Cline? I like a bunch of songs on here. How about Oh Rosie? That's a sweet one, kind of in the Dolly mode. But how about... Get Your Hands Where I Can See Them.
You're the kind of woman that takes whatever she wants. I don't know why you think you got the right. You prance around this old town like a denim debutante. And I see where your sights are set tonight. So get those hands around.
Yeah, you can't miss the point of that one. And it's a traditional point indeed. All right, I'm going to try one more song that I really like a lot. And I'm going to compare it to one of my favorite songs from last year. On the country tip. This is Aquamarine by Kimmy Bitter.
So far from shore, out in the water swarm, come drift away with me, aquamarine. We'll sail into the blue, under the harvest moon. Out in Honolulu Bay, that's where I want to stay.
I don't know, I really like that. And it's kind of the opposite of one of my favorite songs from 23, the title cut of one of my favorite albums from 23, Marty Stewart, the great Marty Stewart's Altitude. So you could go up or you could go down. You could be aquamarine or you could be altitude. And as this is actually a gospel song. Psychedelic gospel. Here's Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives. Ah, altitude. Anyway, so I think those are two good albums. I guess I'm especially getting you onto the Josh Langston tip. What an interesting artist. And, you know, Aquamarine and Altitude. That's Chris Peru's 15. Thanks for listening.